The dialogue among the Democratic presidential candidates is becoming more combative as the first voting approaches with the Iowa caucuses on January 19th. Yesterday in Iowa, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt sharply attacked Howard Dean on his foreign policy credentials and his choice of budget cuts when he was governor of Vermont. Dean, in turn, attacked them for not standing up to President Bush on the war in Iraq. The forum was broadcast nationally by MSNBC. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Yesterday's debate in Des Moines began with a fleeting moment of unity among the Democrats. All of them blasted the Medicare prescription drug bill, which is about to be passed by Congress. Senator John Kerry stayed in Washington to help lead an unsuccessful filibuster against the bill. He attended the debate by videotape, joining Dick Gephardt and Howard Dean in a chorus of almost identical attacks on the bill.
This represents a special interest giveaway. And the headlines you saw in the newspapers the last days said, drug companies win. Now, if the drug companies win, who's losing? It's the seniors in America.
This is a continuation of this administration and this Republican Party selling our government to special interests. That's what's happening right before our eyes. We've got to stop
this. This bill doesn't make any sense. It's a $400 billion charge to our grandchildren's credit cards so that President Bush can be reelected. If this was such a terrific bill, why do you suppose the president put the enactment date in 2006? This is an election year gimmick.
Dean and Gephardt are locked in an increasingly acrimonious battle for first place in Iowa. They've been running ads against each other, and as moderator Tom Brokaw reminded Gephardt, he has called Dean a man without compassion for balancing the Vermont budget with cuts in social programs. Gephardt said he worked with Bill Clinton to balance the federal budget without inflicting pain on the neediest.
We didn't cut the most vulnerable as he did in Vermont. He cut Medicaid. He cut the prescription drug program. He cut funding for the blind and the disabled.
Dean denied the charges.
We did not, of course, cut Medicaid. What we did do was make sure that we could keep people on Medicaid. Not one person, unlike almost every other state in the country, not one person lost their Medicaid when I was governor of the state. Look, a third of our seniors have prescription benefits. Nobody in Congress has done anything like that. We did it in Vermont, and I'm incredibly proud of my record in Vermont.
Polls show Dean and Gephardt tied in Iowa, a state that Gephardt's campaign concedes he must win if his bid for the nomination is to survive. In New Hampshire, Dean has a double-digit lead over John Kerry, who's been struggling to re-energize his campaign. Yesterday, Kerry delivered his most aggressive attacks on Dean. He questioned Dean's lack of foreign policy credentials, claiming that only he had the experience needed to beat George W. Bush. Dean responded, saying that for all of Kerry's experience, he still gave President Bush a blank check on Iraq. Kerry also accused Dean of refusing to rule out cuts in Medicare to balance the federal budget.
Do you intend to slow the rate of growth in Medicare? Because you said you were going to do that.
Well, what I intend to do in Medicare is to increase reimbursements for states like Iowa and Vermont, which are 50th and 49th.
Are you going to slow the rate of growth, Governor? Yes or no?
We're going to do what we have to do to make sure that Medicare
lasts. Are you
going to
slow the rate of growth, Governor? Because that's a cut.
Well, I'd like to slow the rate of growth of this debate if I could. But
in a large field like this one, attacking a rival is risky because it could backfire or benefit a third candidate. That appeared to be the calculation of North Carolina Senator John Edwards, who, like Kerry, participated in the debate via videotape from Washington. Edwards carefully avoided the infighting.
If you look at what's happened over the last week, the RNC and Bush are running an ad in Iowa criticizing basically anybody who disagrees with Bush about his policy in Iraq. And now the Democrats are all at each other's throats. People are tired of listening to politicians yell at each other. What they want from us and what we have to offer in order to win is something other than anger and something other than criticism. We have to offer a positive, optimistic, uplifting vision for this country.
The Republican National Committee ad Edwards refers to began running in Iowa over the weekend. It accuses Democrats of attacking the president because he is attacking terrorists.
It would take one vial, one canister, one crate slipped into this country to bring a day of horror like none we have ever known.
The ad is a reminder of the fierce opposition any Democrat who emerges from the nominating contest will face. Yesterday, retired General Wesley Clark, who has chosen not to compete in Iowa, saved his anger for Mr. Bush himself. Instead of criticizing his Democratic rivals, Clark delivered one of the most stinging attacks on the president.
We have an American president who visits the families of bereaved Britons and won't visit our own families in this country?
Also participating were Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun, and New York City activist Reverend Al Sharpton. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman did not attend. All the Democrats will be on stage together on December 9th in Manchester, New Hampshire, for another in their series of presidential primary debates. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Des Moines.